All right, man. D and Matt, we bet.
What's up, people? How are you this morning?
Yes, yes. This is we're gonna transition. This is the last little episode of musical motivation. We're gonna transition over to Beats for Hire.
Right.
And then everything's gonna be put up under that umbrella. So
yeah.
It's gonna be the last little broadcast. But we want to give you something special. We've been away for a while, but I want to let you know that it's for a reason. So we're gonna drop a little sneak peek. Well, not even a sneak peek. We're gonna let you hear the track, and then let you see what to do.
Right.
The Bang Bang Boogie, Matt. You go ahead and get in there. Tell them about your experience with making this track.
All right. Well, to be honest, it was a trek because we did need to get help from somebody else with the mixing. And they did take a lot of time because they got very busy during that time as well. So it did sort of delay us in a way, but we weren't on a super strict time schedule. So it worked out. So everything will be released within hopefully the coming weeks. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah. Yeah, it should turn out really well. My overall experience was very good. Creating the beat was the best part, you know.
Nice.
Obviously, producing it and, you know, with D telling me this is how it goes. All he did was sing the melody, and I just threw together all the instruments and stuff.
Yeah,
and
it was awesome.
Yeah, and it's great to have that kind of talent because, you know, you can not only get tracks out faster and more efficiently, but the creativity behind it is just limitless.
Yeah,
so
I agree. All right, well, without further ado, let's go ahead and drop the Bang Bang Boogie.
All right, thanks, guys. It's currently 8:40 in Colorado Springs right now, but, you know, it's a nice, beautiful morning. Just wanted to say hi, drop in, and let you know the track's coming out.
All right. Peace out. We got that bang bang boogie when we show up, they throw up. Everybody in here roll up, they pour up. Man, this party about to blow up, you know I got that bang bang boogie. Bang bang boogie, got that bang bang boogie when we show up, they throw up. Everybody in here roll up, they pour up. Man, this party about to blow up, you know I got that bang bang boogie. Bang bang boogie. Bang bang boogie, we be popping off shots. We be wildin' in the club, we be going all out. No doubt, this is our house. We gon' rock that party. That bang bang boogie got you sippin' on Bacardi. Guys start leanin', girls getting tipsy, falling all over me, acting like they miss me. Risky, or should I say risque? We gon' let nature take its course and see how this we play. We got that bang bang boogie when we show up, they throw up. Everybody in here roll up, they pour up. Man, this party about to blow up. You know I got that bang bang boogie. Bang bang boogie. Got that bang bang boogie. When we show up, they throw up. Everybody in here roll up, they pour up. Man, this party about to blow up. You know I got that bang bang boogie. Bang bang boogie. Bang bang boogie, look where the game took me. Out of elevated stages, no I'm not the same rookie. Beats start knocking, feet start moving. So the drinks start pouring, all the freaks start grooving. You know how we do it. If you don't, then let me show you. I say hi, I'm not below you. You look fly, I got to know you. So let's shake, go somewhere to conversate. When the single drop, a guaranteed is about to dominate. We got that bang bang boogie. When we show up, they throw up. Everybody in here roll up, they pour up. Man, this party about to blow up. You know I got that bang bang boogie. Bang bang boogie. Got that bang bang boogie. When we show up, they throw up. Everybody in here roll up, they pour up. Man, this party about to blow up. You know I got that bang bang boogie. Bang bang boogie.
We got a bang bang boogie, gonna party so lit. Everybody in this club, yeah, they gonna get it in. Place about to blow up, it's about to explode. Stay away from the stairs and from the windows. DJ's gonna throw it up, he be spitting on the mic. We be coming to the club, everything is alright. Dancing all night long till the beat it never stops. We got that bang bang boogie, come on, let the beat drop.
We got that bang bang boogie, when we show up, they throw up. Everybody in here roll up, they pour up. Man, this party about to blow up. You know I got that bang bang boogie. Bang bang boogie. Got that bang bang boogie. When we show up, they throw up. Everybody in here roll up, they pour up. Man, this party about to blow up. You know I got that bang bang boogie. Bang bang boogie.
He's
talking?
Come on, don't get all upset now.
This is just a podcast about life. Alright? Let's do a podcast about life. Life. Like, and how good it's been to us so far.
Can you post it somewhere?
For the most part.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Are you going to post this? Are you going to post this?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, ish. And how good life has been to us, ish. Right.
Life is fuck. Here, put that in my cigarette pack. You can take it later.
Yeah. Yeah, life has been good. I gotta go first. gotta thank the Lord for all of the blessings I've been getting lately. You know? For that lady that just jumped in front of me earlier and almost made me wreck into her. God bless her.
So thankful.
God bless her.
Oh, man.
For my tire being popped just last week. The nail just popped just right in the area where I couldn't get a, where I couldn't, y'all go like this, where I couldn't get a free, no, you go ahead and light it. Where I couldn't get a free, like, tire. I had to pay $80 for another tire. God bless them. God bless.
This podcast has already been a success.
Yeah. God bless, you know, all the people that just don't understand how to, like, get on one side or the other when you're in a supermarket. You know, that lady that just be, like, right in the middle of the aisle, like, neither left or right. But she's so big, you can't get around her. Like, but she, I'm serious.
She's on one of those cars. She's like, oh my God. She just keeps going.
Right when you get an opening, right when there's a, like a pain,
right when you get an
that's
opening.
That's when she turns into that area.
Oh yeah.
Around.
And close. Yeah, you see that thing. You see your opportunity just close.
It
like,
closed,
fuck.
Yeah.
Should I be rude or
yeah.
should I just?
Yeah, you got, and then you got to think, like, should I be rude? You know, like, excuse me, lady. Like, goddamn. Like,
excuse me, your fat is in the way.
Right. Hey!
Whoa.
Never say that.
Whoa.
I will smack the fuck
out of you. I thought the truth set you free. I thought the truth supposed to set you free. Like,
but damn. Don't say that. Don't call people fat.
I would not say
be like,
that.
Pick a lane. What about pick a lane?
Pick the hump.
What about pick a lane?
I'm saying when you're irritated, those are thoughts that go through everybody's brain.
Yeah.
Especially when they're
like, am I wrong for saying pick a lane? Like, is that?
Pick the ham honk up and go.
Be like, okay, look, lady. If you're going to be all over the lane.
That ludicrous going through your head.
You have to pick it.
Ooh.
Get out the
way.
Yeah. That definitely goes to my head. That definitely goes to my head.
That's definitely. Like, dun, dun. Do with people on the road? Yeah. Most definitely. I get so tired of that.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
If you don't, all right, I guess we're going to cause an accident.
Yeah.
It's going to be on you.
That's what I wish I had one of those things that'd be like, like those.
That's how you go,
so, like, when you're in the club,
so I
like,
antagonized,
I
want to
have some, like,
I antagonized one of your neighbors. Like,
which one? Yeah. Which one?
I don't even know. I thought it was you.
Oh, they're like, I don't even know who you.
I thought it was him, and I yelled something.
Oh, you might. It could have been my boy Brandon across the way.
He was so old, dude.
And
he made some coughing sound.
And then Jim Bogdan was like, I thought it was you coming up and knocking him out. I was like, damn, Jesus.
Well, that's not
these
right.
These kids are vicious these days.
Yeah, these kids these days, man.
These whippersnappers yeah, these days.
They don't
man.
Give a mad. I freaking lost my damn pen at the jump zone.
You lost what?
My pen at the jump zone. You know those jump zones for kids?
What'd you lose? Your pen or your pen?
Was it that special pen, like the magical pen, you know?
It was.
Oh, bro.
It was one of them. But it wasn't the one. It wasn't the mighty one. It wasn't that one.
It wasn't the one you're talking
about. Yeah, it's not that one.
I can't smoke.
yeah, we gotta do some of these skids.
I don't wear these skids, I got contact. Get out the way. Yeah, that's exactly how
it really is the theme song.
Yeah, right? Yeah. That applies to everything, too. Like, because, like, when I'm in a car, and I'm driving, and, like, some idiot, like, it's, like, right when I get, like, you see, like, you know, I read traffic, right? So I'm, like, reading the traffic. I'm, like, okay, bam.
You see this opening.
It's, like, a golden arch. And you're, like, yes. Yeah. And you're, like, soon as you start going, some idiot comes over.
They speed up.
Yeah.
They speed slowly, up.
Slowly
no,
gets to TLA.
I'm going slow as shit, but yeah. You're
fucking
past me.
Yeah. And I'm going to go slow as hell. And I'm going to make your life a miserable hell.
You felt free? You felt, like, majestic and free? No.
Yeah. Like a horse or a stallion on a big field?
Yeah.
No.
Like an eagle in flight? No.
Yeah. No.
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 We can't do that.
No. Hell no. I'm saying, two or three old ladies now right in front of you, and they're all going to go, like, super slow for no reason.
Right. Now I decide to start twerking.
Yeah.
You're like, what is...
Twerking?
Why?
Why? What the fuck? What is this...
I know this is a carnival.
An unusual punishment.
Yeah. Oh, why? Oh, my God. Oh, I get that shit all the time.
Equal parts confused and disturbed.
Oh, my God. Like, that was so funny the other day. Like, I told you what I like. I drove around that dude that was taking forever. And I was like, man, screw this. And then he pulled up on me. And I know he probably was ready to go off on me, but I was black. He was like, oh, snap. Like,
what if you were white, though?
He probably would have went off on me. He probably would have been like, yeah, motherfucker.
You motherfucker.
He would have definitely went off on me. But he don't know if I have a gun, if I'm crazy. You know, he don't know if I'm crazy. I might be like, though, man.
All kinds of racism.
Yeah.
You don't know what kind of racism is. Decide to flip out, man.
It's like there is
like
black on
dude,
white,
you know?
Racism.
Man.
Before.
I've seen
and that was that day where he had just put up with enough shit. What are you talking? What are you
saying?
Oh, like that one dude that got his head cut off. Like that was crazy. Like. Hold on. Yeah, I wasn't talking
There's
about
a kid
that.
Walking.
I know, that's why I'm.
I
told you though.
Readers.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah, we don't want to solve our conversations. All right, cool.
It's chopping
off. Yeah, it's chopping off.
Let's hold that conversation.
No,
yeah. All right, I think she's far enough. All right, yeah, so this guy was on the bus. And at least, like, my friend was, like, telling me about this. And, like, I heard this, like, podcast he was listening to. And I guess, like, a guy was on the bus and he was just, like, just some dude, like, looked like he was, like, used to be in the army or whatever. And he, like, had this, like, army knife. And he just, like, just took the dude, like, that was next to him. It was, like, this old man just, like, laying there to sleep, you know? And just started, like, sawing his neck. Like they just said, like, the guy, the bus driver was like, get out. Tell everybody to get out. And he's like, by the time he got everybody out, he could just see him, like, just fully decapitate, dude. I was like, damn, are you
Did you hear about the guy that, I think it was Washington.
Yeah,
he was like, going around killing homeless people.
Dope.
He would go up to them and chop them with a, not an axe, but, like, the shorter one.
Like a hatchet.
He would go up to them and just, like...
Like his hatchet.
Dude, I remember all these kids in high school.
Hey, guys.
Hey, beautiful.
How are you?
They're like, hi.
They're beautiful dogs.
I don't have any food.
Hey.
Oh, he just wants attention.
Hey, buddies.
Andy, come here. Don't be under the table.
Gotta go.
He's like,
hey.
Just say hi.
Hello. How you doing? He's like, that's where the fun's at.
Yeah.
I'm getting pets.
Hey, how you doing?
My girl's like, I just want to go for a walk.
Hello.
My boy's the hand.
Yeah.
Yeah, he really
like, come on, come on.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, no, I go to the next person.
Wait. Let me get one more round. Just one more round.
Right.
She's a little shy. She's like, I don't know what to do.
I'm gonna keep my distance.
Let's just say. Like,
let's just keep on with the walk.
Yeah,
that's what he is.
Yeah.
He's got golden in him, so.
Really?
Yeah, he's beautiful. Yeah.
What else?
I can tell.
Well, we DNA tested them both just to make sure they didn't have anything, you know, wrong with them. He's Australian Shepherd, Jack Russell Terrier, Jewish Shepherd, Golden Retriever, and Husky.
Oh,
whoa.
Nice mix.
That's a real cool mix.
So, that's a nice mix.
She's
it's a beautiful dog.
Husky.
Husky.
Yeah. She's beautiful too.
Great energy.
He's like, I'll be your dog for this. Right.
Right.
You mean these Robins? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, just all day. He's like, I'll never leave these people alone.
Gotta love it.
Okay, Eddie.
Eddie, go bye, guys.
Can you go now? Come on.
Bye.
That was awesome.
Like,
let me say some shit, bro. Like, all right, man.
Gold, bro. Like,
yeah. Wow.
Shit, you better than that. Platinum.
Fucking
platinum.
Boom. I don't know, but hey, don't sue me, Emerald. don't sue me, Emerald.
But
hey.
It's platinum. Boom.
Boom. Sprinkle that.
Sprinkle a little of that sauce. Yeah.
Sprinkle a little of that on there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
How's it
that
taste?
That shit costs.
How's it taste? Yeah.
How's it
that
taste?
Shit costs extra.
Yeah. Delicious, huh?
Yeah.
You're like, what is he talking about?
Sauce?
Right.
What the fuck do you get
about?
He doesn't
even have a
like,
chef hat on.
Sauce, man. Right.
He doesn't even have a chef hat on.
Yeah.
What the hell is wrong with him, man? I'm not going here no more.
No grown man can call himself a chef. He doesn't have a chef hat. Like,
right.
That's just how it works. Like,
yeah. Anybody that's worth
their... That's just the rule.
Yeah, like, any God-given man that's worth their salt.
Yeah.
Right. He's going to have a motherfucking chef hat on, man. That's just what you do. That's just part of what you do, man. It's
part of being a stand-up man.
Yeah, it's just part of what you do, man. Like, you have any spine, like, just... Put your hat on, man. Put your hat on. Yeah. Serve the people.
Hashtag serve the people.
Throw that up there.
Throw that up on the screen.
Throw that up on the screen. Yeah. Make that a little bit bigger. Thank you.
Yeah. Bold. Put that in bold.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
Actually, put some squiggly shit on that.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah,
put some squiggly shit on there.
Yeah,
that's
that
much
good.
Better.
Yeah. That looks good.
Yeah.
There we go. Okay, cool. Enlarge that a little bit. Yeah.
I think they got the message now.
Yeah. I think they do. You think so? Should we enlarge it a little bit more?
Wait. Make it flash. Make it flash a little bit too.
Yes.
Make it like, make it zoom in and out and flash on the
can
screen.
Can you do that marquee thing where it goes back and forth? Perfect. Okay, yeah.
Perfect.
I like that,
yeah. That's exactly what I was saying.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right.
All right, now that we got
If they don't get it now,
yeah.
I mean, they'll never get it.
I think. But just in case, put the link up under there.
Some will always be asleep.
Yeah.
Hashtag some will always
wake
be
up.
Asleep.
Wake up. Hashtag wake up.
Hashtag wake the fuck up.
Yeah.
It's time to wake the fuck up.
Yeah. Throw that up there too.
Can we fit all that? It's time to wake the fuck up.
Hey, make it happen.
Yeah, just make it.
Get a bigger screen. Get a bigger screen.
Do what you gotta do.
Can we get, hey, how about, we paying you, man. Come on, man. Get the bigger screen out, man.
Don't try to tell me the sky's the limit, man.
All right, man. Come on, bro. All right, give us a sec. I'm sorry. It's all this fault, man. Like, we just hired this engineer, man. Like, he's doing the best he can, but bless his heart, man. You know?
Yeah. He's a little sketchy, though. Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah. Watch your pocketbook. I forget what it's called. But anyway, watch your back.
Watch your back.
Yeah. Watch your back. That's what you need to remember. Don't forget like I did. Hell yeah, man. Like, the other day, I was at the store and shit. And, you know, like doing my Instacart stuff, you know. And I'm behind this lady. She's older, you know, and it's cool. But she's big, you know. So she's got kind of taking up both aisles, you know, like left and right. So I can't scooch over to the right or to the left. And I don't want to get, like, you know, irritated, you know, because if I push past her, I might hit her. So I was being patient, you know. Patient as I can be, you know.
That's a tough situation.
Yeah. She, like, bent down and grabbed something. So that was, like, double whammy. Like, really? Like, come on, man. I know you feel my presence. Like, come on, man. So I was kind of like, I don't know, man. Like, I just got to get over something.
She wanted your nuts, bro. How was her way? Like,
nah, man.
That was kind of like a baiting, like, dance in a way.
I thought about that.
Some people talk and use their words. I think she just, like, stuck her ass up in you.
I just jumped over her like Mario Brothers.
Bling! He's like, hey, you get a coin on the way
up.
He
set one up over
me. One up.
Yeah. That's how I did that shit, man. Like, you know. I was short on time, bro. Like, you know, man. Like, so how you been doing, man? What's been going on in your life, man? Talk to us a little bit, man.
Oh, man.
What's been going on in your life?
A lot of shit, man. It's hard to know where to begin, you know, honestly. Like,
yeah.
So many things happen. It's,
right.
Especially since the last time we had one of these little chats.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's one of these little, fireside chats.
You alright, man? Wait, stop.
Yeah, I'm all good.
Hold on, man. I'm going to break out the home test kit, bro.
I just coughed up a lung slightly. Just a little bit.
All the shit floating around, I'm good, bro.
Man. Like, that's how you know you're alive.
Yeah. Hold on, man. Yeah. Well, I'll be the judge of that, man. Like, hold still, man. Like, let me take your temperature, bro.
Wait a second. I think I'm all good on that. I don't know where that's been.
Yeah, right.
I don't know who touched that.
Bro, you violate my rights,
yeah.
Bro.
You're violating my personal bubble.
My rights, bro. Personal bubble. I get it. What the hell is that, man?
I don't know. Lately, it's just like, you know how sometimes you feel like you kind of connect with nature a little bit?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I feel like that all the time.
The other day, I was right next to it. I was out at the park just chilling, and
right.
I just felt like this presence next to me, and the squirrel was just like just perched on this little ledge, like,
right.
Like just staring at me. Like,
yeah. Like he knew you. Like he was like investigating. Yeah. He's investigating this shit. Yeah.
Okay. He was totally. He was like. Sherlock Holmes status. Like,
right, yeah. He said, was that a camera?
And, like, what threw me off is most squirrels, you know, they're kind of, like, naturally, like...
skittish?
Kind of, like, crackhead. They're, like, the crackheads of
the animal kingdom,
you know?
Oh, yeah.
They're very, like, fidgety, and they jump around all the time.
Have you seen a squirrel?
Going back and forth, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, sometimes it doesn't even know, like, they don't know what they're doing.
Maybe, like...
or where they're jumping.
I was going left. No, it's going right.
I'm gonna jump to this bridge. No, I'm gonna go back down. Yeah.
And then, like, they show off. They be showing off, like, especially if they see you watch them, they're like, jump and, like, look at you while they landing on it. Like,
right.
and just pose, like looking
just
at
pose,
you.
Yeah. And that's what threw me off about this one, because it like it like most like squirrels react,
right?
Like when you look over, this one didn't.
Oh, shit.
It just kept looking at me.
Yeah,
it
just
like was paused, and we had like this moment.
It was a giant
like,
game of squirrels.
Our eyes locked eyes, and we like it was like a soul gaze, bro.
Right.
It was like,
right. I'm all out of love. Whatever I would tell you. Right.
I don't know about that. Right. It wasn't romantic.
Right. Right.
It was more like, it's a circus.
Right.
And it moves. Like, very faintly.
Yeah.
For the faintest of seconds, I could hear that.
Like,
the circus.
That's awesome, bro. That's awesome, man. That's a good experience, bro. Hey, guess what? I saved another bunny. Another baby bunny, bro.
No way.
No shit. I got it on camera. He got it on camera. He supposed to send me the video. Like, it was down there. I was sitting out here. And, like my
alright, don't listen to it. This is where he's just trying to get some, like, ass with some story or something.
Man, man, come on, man. You said you wasn't going to put me on blast. You promised, bro. You promised, bro.
Oh shit!
Promise,
just
pinky
swore. I didn't.
Pinky swore, bro.
Yeah, he saved this bunny from this burning building.
Like, that's
and he also saved this orphan too.
Yeah,
it was crazy.
Orphan, yeah.
It was crazy.
But the bunny is more important though.
Yeah.
I saved the
bunny. The bunny is the main story. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like fuck the orphan.
Let's focus on the topic at hand, bro. Yeah. Yeah. So like I was out here and me and Matt was out here and I like heard a scuffle. And like my tingle, not Spider Sense. I don't want to get sued by Marvel, but my nature senses went off. My nature senses went off, and I was like, "There's somebody in distress." And I heard like a ruffle, and we took the camera and looked down, and lo and behold, it was a bunny down there. And so I like went down there.
Oh shit, man!
Went down there.
What?
Got my bunny gear, my bunny catcher gear on.
Wait a second.
Yeah, I don't want to understand.
Let's focus on the story, man. Yeah. Hey, don't ask questions. Hashtag don't ask questions.
There's too many questions, bro.
Hashtag don't ask questions.
Don't ask questions you might not want the answers to. Hashtag. The truth. Right?
The truth.
Yeah, so I went down there and the bunny put up a nice scuffle. But at the end, you know, I saved the bunny. And like, it ran away and it like turned around. And I swear it looked like it like a tear fell down his eye as it like, you know, hopped away. It was beautiful, man. It was beautiful.
What?
I wish you were there. I wish you were there.
I didn't hear this before.
I didn't hear this.
That's crazy, man.
All the good details, bro. I wanted to save the best for last.
I had to save the juicy details, man.
Yeah. You know how it is, bro. You want to give them everything. They won't stick around, man, you know? I know how to build anticipation. That's what we do, man, you know? Alright.
I would have made sure there was like a news camera or something, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
right.
Wait, can we get a zoom in shot?
Survival and not for an eye. I don't worry about the rest. I'm trying to be best when the strife, but never stress when I pass. Feelings that are left in the past, feelings that are trapped in the glass, wrapped in the cast, scales in a blast in the mass. Smashing, scared when I mash on the gas. Cops is harassing my ass with the rats of a task. Rash when they flash and they bash. And I'm thinking about the clock, with the ticket in the top. It could stop in the top and the dime. Even when I'm out on the grind, even if without a design, I'm out of time. And with the massive corruption, destruction, dysfunction, treat me like a master for something. I'm raging like I'm smashing a pumpkin, I'm dumping, I'm something, I'm jumping, I'm crashing, they function. This is my place, this is my zone, this is my base, this is my home. Look at my face, I'm on your phone, I'm out of space, man, I'm so blown. Get off my case, I'm on the throne. Can you relate? Am I so wrong? They can debate, they can move on. Get off my plate, go get your roll. This is my land, this is my zone. This is my dreams, and this is my home. This I will fight for, and this I will die for. I fight for survival, and not for a die.
Sometimes I'm blinded by the strife. Fight for the light is like your back to the night. Dying for the prize of my life, and a sign that the time is right. Divine that the lines of my rhymes, ink spilling like the wine in the time. Rising like a tide through the night. Five, my plight in the flight of the brightest timeline. I ride it so tight, see my mind is my shine. Vibe is so right, feel my might like light nighttime. Ride like a knight through the fight with my fly rhymes and this live wire. I can ride skyward on the prime desire. Gotta find my mic wire with this bright of fire. So my foes go rogue, or my mind's wiser. They roam the low road while I climb higher. Cause an eye for an eye makes the world blinder.
This is my land. This is my zone. This is my dreams. And this is my home. This I will fight for. And this I will die for. A fight for survival. An eye for an eye. This is my land. This is my zone. This is my dreams. And this is my home. This I will fight for. And this I will die for. A fight for survival. An eye for an eye. I remember when I was so depressed, and I felt like everything I touched was a mess. Feeling like a rush in my breath, feeling like a clutch in my chest. Nothing at rest, knife to the heart or a slug to the chest. Life couldn't bark when it wasn't a quest. Times in the dark when I was in the depths. Thugs with a crep, bugs on the step. When I would change my philosophy to hit it right on the mark like the secret's like I'm trying to get up out of debt that's on top of me. And I'm a feeling real rigor. Broccoli. Instead of spinning, I'm getting cheddar like it's broccoli. And I finally tell him to get off of my property. Because this is my land. This is my zone. This is my dreams. And this is my home. This I would fight for. And this I would die for. A fight for survival. And not for an eye. Not for an eye. Yeah. The faction. Coming at you.
Yeah. They don't even know what hit him.
An eye for an eye. Yeah. All right. Okay. There you go. Yeah. An eye for an eye. The concept. You know. You try to take mine. I'ma try to take yours. And that's human nature. Human nature is the thing that's gonna outdate you. You know. This is what you can't relate to. You know. All these haters out there trying to be spectators. Imitators. You know what I mean. Sitting up there. Just debating on the stuff that you do and the stuff that you represent. This is what we do. And this is why we here. What the fuck? This is my land. This is my home. This is my dream. And this is my home. This I would die for. And this hold on, we gotta run that shit back.
We gotta run it.
Cut! Cut! Cut!
Like, what the fuck?
I was just playing. That was just a warm up. Yeah.
Alright.
Let me sit down and talk to y'all. Oh, hold on. Trapped in the glass. wrapped in the cast, sealed in a basket. You know what? Fuck this. Hold on. We gotta go back. Because this is getting ridiculous. Let me take out my notepad. Hold on. We gonna get it right.
We'll get it.
We gonna get it right. da 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 Man, when I'm in love, I give my girl a hug, then I slap her on her butt. After that, I go to the pad, and then I go and take a bath. Then I laugh, and then I go hire some staff, and then after that I go on a war path, and then a more laugh, I mean laugh more, you know, sometimes I'm looking at myself and I'm like, man, I'm not just half poor, and at the same time half broke, so at the same time I'm like half soaked, washed up, in this game, I'm hanging in this dang like a ding-a-lang, I don't know, up or down, left or right, day or night, dark or bright.
Dark or bright.
That we'll fight for. Really? Are you freaking serious? Enough for now. I remember when I was so depressed and I felt like everything I touched was a mess. Feeling like a clutch in my chest. Feeling like a rush in my breath. Nothing's at rest. Knife to the heart or a slug to the chest. Life couldn't bark when it was in a quest. Times in the dark when it was in the depths. Thugs with a crept. Bugs on the set. One would have changed my philosophy to hit it right on the mark like a prophecy. Distinguish life from the dark in democracy. Try not to mock when they talk or they gossipy. I'm trying to get up out of debt that's on top of me. And then with feelings of regret, mediocrity. Instead of spinning, I'm getting cheddar like it's broccoli. I can finally tell them to get off my property. Cause this is my land. This is my home. This is my dream. And this is my home. This I'm gonna fight for. And this I'm gonna die for. A fight for survival, an eye for an eye. All right, cool. All right. It's been a long time. So we're going to get back into the swing of things. Actually, now that I think of it, this is the first time. Probably shouldn't do this first podcast when I'm a little bit buzzed and faded, inebriated, out there, turned up, so to speak. But here I am, giving you the rawness, the realness, and the truth. All right. I'm going to sign off wherever the button is before I make a fool of myself. Peace. More to come.